Hi, this is your host, Gareth Rice, and you're listening to Canadiana Suite on UMFM 101.5 radio station. This is a radio program primarily dedicated to highlighting the works of the many talented Canadian jazz artists on the scene today. We'll be starting off with this great 1991 record by the Montreal pianist Oliver Jones, a class act, with bassist Ed Thigpen and drummer David Wallace. You can hear a ton of blues language inspired by Oscar Peterson in this album. We'll be moving on to a classic Thelonious Monk record released in 1968 called Underground, and a big band record, Monk's Blues, released the same year. Monk was a master at using intentional dissonance, making every wrong note sound right, no matter what context it was, entirely due to his use of accents and the way he prioritized the piano as a primarily percussive instrument. This is Oliver Jones with the bluesy tracks Mark My Time, Stand Pat, and Scrambled from the album A Class Act, then Thelonious Monk with the Monk standards Thelonious, Green Chimneys, and Boo Boo's Birthday from the record Underground, and Brilliant Corners from Monk's Blues.
Thank you.
You just heard Brilliant Corners from the 1968 album Monk's Blues and the Monk standards Thelonious, Green Chimneys, and Boo Boo's Birthday from the 1968 album Underground. Before that, you heard Oliver Jones with Mark My Time, Stand Pat, and Scrambled from the 1991 album A Class Act. We're reaching the end of the set, so we're going to have one last tune called Transition by the saxophonist John Coltrane, which was recorded in 1965 and released posthumously 5 years later. The background behind this track slash album is pretty fascinating from a historical musical perspective, because it's effectively a halfway point between Coltrane's hard bop and free jazz sound, and you can really hear that in this recording. The language he uses starts off modal with a heavy focus on the Dorian scale, and becomes progressively more free and outside the changes, while McCoy Tyner planes and sideslips the harmony while reacting to Elvin Jones' drumming. He often goes into three-bar comping rhythms, which Elvin and Jimmy Garrison catch. The reason why I picked this track is to show that jazz isn't solely defined by a strict adherence to one genre, and like with Monk, intentional distance can be quite enthralling to listen to, and can be used to create a sense of motion and purpose, rather than the common misconception that playing free automatically reduces the music to just noise. This is a John Coltrane classic quintet with Transition. This has been Canadiana Suite on UMFM 101.5 radio station, and it's been a pleasure. Till next time.